listener production.
Hey all, welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. We're doing flashback best of episodes because we're away for a few weeks on annual leave. The bosses approved it, and by the bosses we mean ourselves. Turns out it's quite easy to get annual leave approved when you're the boss.
Approved.
Simon had to put his into me and, you know, I had to ask him to change his dates a couple of times.
Approved.
Yeah, approved though. Did get
stamped
approved.
Approved.
And today's, we are hitting one of the biggest episodes we've ever done for one of the segments.
Play the hits.
We have 7 apples and 2 lasagnas. I mean, even if you've heard of Charlie's, it is worth just reveling in the glory of 7 apples and 2 lasagnas once again.
This is like Rolling Stone playing Satisfaction.
Yeah.
The Beatles playing Let It Be.
Yeah.
This is one of the OG greats, season 1, episode 48. So this could have been the last episode of the first season we ever did.
One of. We also have my half marathon that Simon signed me up for without my permission and made me run off 1 training session.
Yeah. But the training session was with a Paralympian.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Like, I didn't leave you high and dry. I got Jared Clifford involved. He's the marathon world record holder.
Yeah, it still sucked.
Yeah.
And we also have top 3 signs you're drunk.
That's so funny.
Yeah. We're back July 4 with all new shows for your ears. For now, enjoy the best of Adam and Simon.
All right, we're going to talk about why you're already eating the apples. Mm-hmm. So, quick catch up. Simon made the outrageous statement that apples make him hungry. He was challenged. He said,
no,
they definitely do. We said, well, if you ate 5 apples, would you still be hungry?
I said, more hungry.
And we said, 7 apples then. And he said, well, I would still be ravenous after that. So, we added in 2 Coles lasagnas, 375 grams each.
And no free ads.
Turns out it takes a long time to eat apples.
So long, man. So long. I was thinking that as I bought them, like, hold on a second. You genuinely eat an apple for half an hour.
Yeah.
How am I going to get all of these things? So not only am I eating all of these, I'm speed eating them to try to get them done by the end of this episode.
And these aren't cut up. Well, they're not pre-cut up. It probably would have been smart to pre-cut up.
Yeah, I agree.
But
I agree.
They're being chewed off the core right now.
Yeah, and
And they're also, they're Granny Smith apples. He's gone with Granny Smith apples.
Oh, Granny Smith, they make me the hungriest.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have like a Pink Lady or a no one buys a Red Delicious because they're gross, a Golden
so gross.
Delicious, yeah, so flowery. If do you notice a different level of hunger from a different apple?
Yeah, Granny Smith said the most.
The most.
Mm-hmm.
So like Royal Gala.
What colour is that?
That's like a pinky.
Red.
Like a reddy pinky
like
one.
Pink Delicious?
No. They've got almost like got white streaks through them.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever had one.
Fuji?
Oh, I've never been. I've almost been intimidated by a Fuji. Unnecessary to have that much apple.
Would probably make you too hungry.
I know.
Imagine the size of that.
I'd be like, eat one Fuji. God, guys, now I've got to go to Sizzlers all you can eat.
When did you notice that you could first eat apples and then just... This is your superpower.
When I was young. When I was a wee lad. No, I would eat an apple because I'd be starving. And then you'd go to the cupboard... Okay, great. All I've got is apples. And then you have one and you sit there and you're like, well, now I'm more hungry. This was the biggest waste of my time. I was less hungry before and more happy.
It's like celery. Do you think it's like celery? You know how people say that you eat celery and the energy that it takes your body.
Negative calories.
Yeah, to burn. You end up with less. So do you think that's like apples, but with your stomach?
No. I think there's a bit of a satiating. Satiating?
What's that?
You know, when you... Kind of makes you feel like you feel sorry, guys. I'm still chewing through. Apple update. We're on apple number 2.
Run Melbourne.
We are here at Run Melbourne. I signed Adam up for a 21-kilometre run and gave him 3 weeks' notice. And it's here.
I've been for 1 run in the last 6 months, and that was a week ago. And at the moment, I am leading the half marathon. Look, I'm beating everybody.
Now, Adam, it must be established that this is, in fact, Run Melbourne.
Yeah.
So I think we do a little challenge.
What?
If at any stage you walk,
okay.
I get to sign you up for a marathon in 1 year's time. I think that's pretty fair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
If you walk at any time,
I'm that confident I will not walk. I'll get to the grandpa shuffle before I walk.
We're about to watch like the start of line A, which are they're the vets.
These are my competition.
Yeah. This is, oh my God.
Oh my God. They are like sprinting.
Oh my God.
There's a guy sprinting to get to the front.
Wow.
The Lululemon spray, I must say. Thank you very much. I saw your Instagram stories. Thank you. Very nice. Thank you. You got this. All the runners. Okay. All right, we got 45 seconds. 45 seconds till Adam starts. This is dumb. This is so dumb. I don't know what we're doing. This is a mistake.
2 hours 36 minutes he has to be done by and he cannot walk. That's the only rules of this challenge. I've got bananas and trail mix if he does need it.
I need a gel.
I got no gels, so I don't know what to do. Adam, good luck.
Oh, God, this sucks. This sucks so much more than a 1 kilo sandwich. I'm just going to put it out there.
It does not. That's a real marathon. This shit is easy. You run. Kids run. Kids don't eat 1 kilo sandwiches. He missed the start. He's missed the start. Here he goes. There he is. So I thought I recorded him running over the start line. Turns out I forgot to hit record and it's just like the ground. I'm basically Adam's parent at this point, who's like his dad that's failed him and just like, oh, sorry, son, I missed the start line. My bad. Whoops, he'll love that. All right, now we've got to follow him around. Far out. Mate, how are you going?
Well, I literally just saw people walking down South Bank who are still going from a night out.
Life comes at you fast. Quickly, do you need a banana or trail mix?
No banana yet, I'm not ready. Oh. I had a chaos on the first couple of hundred metres. Couldn't get the music going. Just had noise cancelling headphones and my own thoughts for the first half kilometre.
It almost hit a scooter. That was really funny right then. That was great.
We've been on six minute pace. 6 minute 10 at the moment.
6 minute 10. All right, Foss, keep going, mate. We'll catch up with you in about 3Ks.
All right.
See you, buddy. All right, that's the 2.5K update. He seemed in good spirits. He wasn't as puffed as I thought. He's still running 6 minute Ks. He kind of seemed disappointingly good. Keep going, everyone. Yes! It's like the fifth person I know that has just run past. This is the best. Bro, yes! I actually treat that guy at work, so. Yep, so the reason he's here is because he does all of the work, not because of me, but I'm pumped that I saw him. Let's go.
Hello?
Hey, mate. Location update?
Just about to turn right to go in front of 7 Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, yep, cool. All right, so you're still about a little bit off. All right, cool, sounds good.
Yeah, I'm just running past all the boats in the dock.
Okay, cool. All right, see you soon. Mate, you're at like 6 or 7 Ks. How are you feeling?
Two things have happened since we last caught up. I missed both of the water stations because there was no cups left, but that has been counteracted by me hitting runner's high, baby.
You got it?
I run as high.
You got it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you need a banana or trail mix?
No banana yet. Bananas, they're for later. They're for when you come down off runner's high.
All right. Well, we promise we've got a special treat for you at the next interaction, okay?
Gel.
No, not a gel.
Gel.
It's better than a gel, I promise. That's the interaction from about 7 kilometres. He still looks pretty fresh, to be honest. Much fresher than I thought he would. He hit runner's high. You could tell he was up and about. Look, that was exciting to be a part of, I'm not going to lie. I don't think the next time we see him, which is going to be at about 12Ks, he'll be feeling quite as good. However, you know, time will tell. But we do have a special surprise for him at 12Ks. We've got a, it's going to be fun. I think he'll like it. We're at 12Ks, mate. You're halfway there.
Oh my God. Again, I've got to do this again.
There's also a hilarious person who's seen you from Gogglebox who keeps sledging you via us.
Oh my God.
She ran past before and said, has he passed me yet? I'm like, nah, not yet.
Can't you eat and run?
No, you got it. You got it. You can keep running. Watch this. This is going to be epic support. Watch this. Here we go.
Adam, John O'Brien, all the best for the half marathon on the weekend. I've heard you've only done it over off 2 weeks' notice. Great effort, mate. I had 6 months to prepare for the New York Marathon, and I blew my ass out. I end up on the operating table. So hope that gives you some confidence, mate. Hopefully you don't end up on the operating table like me. All the best.
Your childhood hero, Jonathan Brown, just gave you a personalised message. You can do this, Foss. You can do this. Don't walk, otherwise you're going to do a marathon next year. I'm pretty sure that a blood blister has popped in my toe and my shoe is filling with blood. I love that. You love to see it. You got it. We all believe in you. Keep going. Keep going. We believe in you.
Shut up. Shut up.
You've got it, man. You've got it. We believe in you. Keep going. Here he comes, people. There he is. Yes, Foss. Yes, Adam. He's in a world of hurt. There he is. He's done it.
Pat, you got a gel for me?
No gel, sorry, bro. Do you want some trail mix?
I can't feel my legs.
I've got trail mix.
I can't make any other sounds.
You've bloody done it, mate. Victory, my guy. Victory.
All right. So, Simon, we've got I've got up the resident doctor of the show, the official doctor of the Adam and Simon show.
Yeah, who's just your mate.
He's a psychiatrist.
Yeah. Yeah, that's medical support.
Because we needed science to say that you are an imbecile for thinking that seven apples will make you hungry enough to eat 3/4 of a kilo of lasagnas.
Dr. Nick, I need you to back me up here, but you are, in fact, a psychiatrist. Which means
I'm not sure why I'm being consulted because for a food challenge.
You're the only scientist we know.
And your partner's a dietitian.
Other than to perhaps claim that you're mad instead of not hungry.
Technically, this is a mental challenge, isn't it? So, I mean, I think we've got
this is what I'm saying. These guys are trying to bring food science in, and I'm all about the brain science.
Well, we're also calling the only doctor / scientist that we know because your partner is a dietitian. So we figure that some of her knowledge must have osmosised itself into your brain.
Osmosis. How'd that go for science?
I'm definitely your second option. You've tried to call her, and she's unwell from alcohol.
Oh no!
And so I'm happy to be second consult.
Can you ask her? Is she next to you now? Can you say, do you think eating seven apples will make you hungrier before or after you finish? Like, can you ask her the question and then just give us a yes or no from her? Because she can probably only nod or shake her head at the moment.
Did you hear that, Danny? Do seven apples make you hungry or full? Eating seven apples.
Is that going to make Simon hungry or full?
She's gone with full.
There you go. Science, boys. Science.
Dr. Nick, you've been no help to me whatsoever, mate.
So far, we've heard that from the two scientists.
If it's an experiment, surely the answer depends on the outcome, whether you feel hungry or full.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, I'm up to apple number 5, and I am ravenous.
Mate, you sound peckish. You sound really peckish.
The hardest part about this is jaw strength. I'm getting tired in the face.
Yeah.
You're going to absolutely nail some hubba bubba later.
Far out, I'm genuinely tired. My jaw is genuinely sore. I'm going to get DOMS.
All right, we'll leave you to it. But thanks, official doctor of the Adam and Simon show. We appreciate it. And please thank the dietitian in the room.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I'll pass on thanks to her too.
All right.
Finally, we got
someone to say that you're an absolute lunatic for this.
No.
And it came from the science world.
I think he said, legend. Absolute legend. Apple number 5, guys.
I think what he said is, if you do it, it's living proof that you're right. So
that's actually what he said.
Basically, the ball's in your court.
I feel sick.
I'm just
so sick of apple taste.
Can you give us an update on where you are?
Okay. So, guys, I'm halfway through, would you say? Halfway through apple number 5?
No, I wouldn't, but go on.
Yeah.
A quarter?
A third of the way.
I have started apple number five.
Yeah.
Maybe four bites in.
How hungry do you feel?
That's what I want to know. Are you hungry?
Yeah. Like I could still certainly eat two lasagnas, 100%.
Perfect.
The problem is that my face is getting tired. Like the chewing is fatiguing me. It's hard to eat apples because you can't. You just like that's why lasagna will actually be quite nice at the end because there's not much chewing.
Quite nice.
There's not chewing.
Nothing like a bit of cheese after seven apples.
Yeah. Actually, do we have a microwave here?
Yeah, I think there's one. Perfect. All right, now get into your thing. So we're five. We're into our fifth apple. We're four and a bit apples in, and Simon's feeling sore, but he's pushing through. He's also feeling ravenous.
Yeah, I'm genuinely hungry.
Yeah.
Adam, it is top three time.
My top three.
Top three, where we rank three things under a topic.
Top three.
This could be my favourite segment. I really love it. This week, I choose the segment. Mm-hmm. The topic is top three signs that say you're drunk. We're entering into a very festive season, everyone. Mm-hmm. I need you all to be very aware and be very conscious.
Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. And there may be some clear indications that you were drunk. And at this point, go home.
If anything, this is a public service announcement. If you find yourselves in these situations,
yes,
then you are drunk.
And we're doing everyone a favour.
You should probably go home.
We're doing everyone a favour. Okay, top three signs that say that you're drunk. Adam Denson, you're number three.
Number three, sign that you are drunk. When you go to the toilet. Mm-hmm. And then you come back and you keep drinking your drink and then you go to the toilet again before you finish that
drink.
Yeah,
great call. Great call. Mm-hmm. Great call.
Yeah. If you're going for a wee spa for twice within the same drink, you're drunk.
Yeah, great call. That's good stuff. Go on.
It doesn't matter how hydrated you are. You're not going to the toilet that often for a wee spa.
Leave the bathroom and go home.
Yeah.
Leave the bathroom and go home. That's very funny. My number three sign that says that you are drunk, you're yelling. Anyone yelling, you are drunk. If you're drinking beers and you're yelling, go on.
No.
No, I don't think so. Hold on 1 second. I was just saying that before. Okay?
Yeah.
Hold on, I've got to go to the toilet.
You just went. Yeah, I've got to go again.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I got the smallest bladder. It's like, no, you've had 8 pints is what's happened here.
Mm. Yep.
Get out of there. If you start yelling, leave. Goodbye.
My number two, it's not falling asleep out over there.
No.
Oh, the yawny voice.
Number two, when you're in a drive-through of a restaurant and you're in the backseat in an Uber.
Yeah, good.
If you are in some form of rideshare vehicle and you're in the back seat and you say, "Oh mate, we'll just pop through the drive through here," that's when you're drunk.
Do you buy something for the driver when you do that?
Oh mate, I'm that drunk. I'm just need those 24 nugs.
Just lying down in the back seat, going, "Nugs, bro, give me some nugs."
Because that also that increases your fee, but at that stage you're like, oh, I don't care.
Mate, spending money willy nilly at that point. Yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
You are just in the back seat, mate. Oh,
burning through cash.
I've never done that before. So do you then give, when you're tapping your card,
yeah,
do you ask the Uber driver to drive a little bit further past the window?
They know.
They've done it before.
They wind the back seat down.
Imagine being the person in Macca's.
We did it before, we went to Rachel's cousin's engagement party. One of the first times that we'd been out without without our child, left her at home with my parents, but went out to a different family's thing. Yeah,
left her in the car, cracked the window,
didn't, scissors.
Didn't do that, and drove back. And on the way home, Rachel was like, "Should we be stopping here at Macca's?"
Absolutely, you're stopping.
That's so great. I love.
Oh, that's the biggest marketing plan of all time. Yeah, it's like just a proper beacon. All right, my number two sign that says that you are drunk. When you're ordering shots.
Oh, yeah.
Go home.
Yeah. Yeah, not having shots at dinner, are you?
No way.
Oh, no.
No way. Oh. Hey, mate, what do you reckon? What do you reckon about some shots? Get out of here, mate.
No.
It's over.
Oh, God.
No.
It's over.
No.
You're drunk. And you know what? Drink responsibly. But if you are drunk, the advice is go home. You don't have to. You can do whatever you like.
Mm, yeah.
However, if you're ordering shots,
You are drunk.
What's your shot of choice?
None.
Yeah, none. Oh, that's the answer. Yeah. That's the reason.
I also.
You look like a tequila man, Ed.
Maybe one day, but if there is the only circumstance where I did tequila shots was when we were in 7-day lockdown, and me and my sister committed to doing a shot every day during lockdown.
That's horrible. How'd that go?
Well, I really was bad at doing shots, so it was more me training myself.
And how are you now?
Yeah, good.
I drink coffees.
But I hate it.
Yeah.
But you do it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's so funny. I'll tell you a funny story about a tequila shot another time.
Ooh, bit of craft.
Oh, is that when you got pink eye?
Oh, no. That's another time. That's another time. Yeah.
Oh, very good. My number one sign.
That would be good to know as well, please. I would like that story.
My number one sign that you are drunk is that you, and this is a classic one for me, fall asleep in the Uber on the way home.
Do you fall asleep?
Yeah, just jump
big
in the back.
Big sleepy boy.
Yeah, I'm never tired if I'm sleeping in the back. Because if you're tired, if you go into an early flight or something, flight's at 5 o'clock, you get an Uber there, you don't sleep on the way out to the airport.
Oh, mate. That's why you can't ever catch public transport home after a night.
No.
Because you'll miss your spot
I might end up in Warrnambool.
Okay, falling asleep. That's funny. Okay. My number one sign that says that you're drunk, cigs inside. If you're smoking darts inside,
that's funny.
You are so drunk.
Or even if you are surrounded by people who are smoking cigarettes inside.
Absolutely. Like you're in a drunk environment. Because smoking, I don't even smoke, and people smoke outside, go for your life. Like if you're a person who doesn't smoke and you're smoking outside, we got questions.
Mm.
But if you are cigs inside, it's like your next level.
The whole party.
Cigs inside is so funny.
The party's gone to the next level.
Cigs inside is so funny. My mate. Are you just envisioning cigs inside?
Yeah, it's just so. I would never do that.
Never do it. You definitely never do it sober.
Cigs inside. No way.
Cigarettes inside the poor.
Just
walls.
A nice big house party. I was at a house party and my friend, this is the moment. It was like, oh, you need to go home. He's smoking. Mm. At the front door with his arm hanging outside. And people are like, get outside while you're smoking. He's like, I'm not smoking inside. Look, my hand's outside. And then he'd bring his hand inside and rip a cig and then cigs inside. Bad news. Cigs inside is a shocking move.
Such an interesting idea.
So funny.
I've never encountered that.
Never seen cigs inside.
No.
My number three, going to the toilet twice within the same drink. Number two, going through the Macca's drive-thru in the back of a rideshare. Number one, falling asleep in the Uber on the way home.
That's a good top three.
Mm-hmm.
My number three, yelling. If you're yelling, you are drunk. My number two, ordering shots. If you're out and you're ordering shots, we'll have a look at yourself.
Shots.
And my number one.
When was the last time you had shots?
It's probably too soon ago, to be quite fair.
Oh, really? What did you have?
My friends love shots, tequila, usually.
Oh, with the lime and the...
No lime or anything. My number one sign that says you're drunk, smoking cigs inside. Get your life together. Absolutely get your life together. You got a couple of honourables?
Honourable mentions, knocking something over.
Yeah,
knocking
that's good.
Knocking a drink over with hand movements while you're telling a story.
Yeah, that's
funny. Also, another honourable mention, leaning over the bar to order.
Yeah, that's funny.
So like any time that your body is over the precipice of the mats, it's loud, you don't need, and you have to incorporate yelling, which is the number three that's sign good. For Simon.
My other one was honourable mentions, if you're spilling stuff on your shirt.
Yeah.
If you've got little dribbles on your shirt.
Yeah, that's
cooked. My other honourable mention was if you're in a kebab shop.
Yep.
You are probably one drunk. Eduardo, you got a top three?
I have two. One is when there's a credit card or when you're started tapping for drinks on a card and you're not putting it back in your wallet, you're just putting it straight back in the pocket.
Whoa.
Just straight out.
We're going high volume here, guys. Yeah. Just keep it early.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then when you go to the bathroom, you look in the mirror and you see a couple of yourself.
Yeah. That's funny. That's good.
And you're like, geez, I really should have put my pants on. Yeah. My wife.
Yeah. Still around my ankles.
Yeah.
You've done it. Seven apples, boy.
Mate, I'm done.
Before
I tell you what, I am back, baby.
I was just about to say, before you hook into that lasagna, how do you feel?
Hungry.
Hungry. Do you actually feel more hungry?
Look at it.
You have seven apples. Show gave you the look over of all of your apples.
Yeah.
And he cleared them off as that they're all eaten. Are you happy, Show, that all seven apples are eaten? Sufficient level.
Full credit to him for diving back into each one of them being like, is this good? Is this good? And you were still nibbling. At the end, I was like, please stop eating the apples.
Still hungry, baby.
Yeah. Well,
seven Granny Smiths, must be about 2 kilos, I reckon, of apples. Well, minus the cores. There's probably a kilo worth of genuine flesh.
That's like a 3-mouthful lasagna.
And now he's hooking into the Coles 375-gram lasagna.
Oh, don't look
at number one.
Don't flip it over and look at the bottom.
Yeah, please, don't look at the bottom.
This is good stuff.
Oh, it's...
I'll tell you what, though. I'm not going to lie, fellas. Number seven was hard. That was hard work, and it was much slower.
We had to get the bin at one point.
Yeah.
After the tantrum.
Yep, so the bin was...
I thought I was going to throw up.
We had to get a bin here in case. But I'll tell you what, this lasagna looks like it is not even touching the sides.
Oh. It's just too hot. I'll eat it faster, but it's too hot.
Can't eat it quickly enough. I didn't realize how long it took them to heat up. It was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes. So it takes a while. And then it probably takes 10 minutes for it to cool back down again.
How
so
does the lasagna taste after having seven
so
apples worth?
So good. Just the texture is different to a powdery apple. By the end, I don't know, those apples were getting a bit off. They were, I don't know, they were not as nice. But my jaw doesn't hurt anymore.
The change in flavour, is that a welcome?
My headache is gone.
The disgusting bit is the 6 apple cores that were sitting there that had just gone brown.
Yeah.
Like that sugar had just gone dirty brown.
I'll tell you the hardest part about eating 7 apples, doing it in 1 hour.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the hardest part.
Has anyone ever sat down and eaten 7 apples before?
I don't know.
I've never seen it.
What's the world record? How many apples in one
that's,
go?
That's impressive.
Can someone please find out?
Yeah.
That would be really helpful. I would like to know.
But lasagna is being enjoyed.
I'm loving this lasagna. Loving it sick.
Looks like there's like a bit of carrot in there too. Run us through.
So we've got, it's a really nice, how many layers? Four layer lasagna. Just your standard beef option, bechamel on top.
Yeah.
Solid. Carrots in there.
Plenty of cheese.
Like pretty hearty.
Solid coverage.
Whoa.
I'm now fully confident you're going to do this.
Isaac HD ate an entire apple. This isn't the most apples ever eaten, but this is the fastest an apple's ever been eaten. Some guy ate an entire apple in 38 seconds.
He could do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Have we got a challenge for next week?
I can't eat any more apples. Give me
next week. Next week.
What's an eighth apple? Honestly.
No.
You could easily do it. 38 seconds, you could easily do that.
38 seconds. You got to chew.
Easy.
It also, the caveat says, please do not attempt this record unless you're above the age of 18 and trained as a professional eater.
I know this is a podcast, but my God, listen to me roll my eyes.
What, you reckon you could do it?
Easy. He could do that. I'll never question you when it comes to eating an apple challenge again.
He's backing you. I'm not backing you. Are you prepared to put your...
Not yet. Let's
put your apples on the line.
Look at that mouthful.
Let's get someone. Look.
Guys, he's hungry. Look, look at the size of his...
He's got one quarter of the lasagna on his fork right now.
I just ate 7 apples. I'm not willing to put an 8th apple on the line, but I'll tell you what I am willing to do. If you are a listener who has gone back in time, like say stumbled across the podcast in like June 2020,
yep,
and you've gone back in and you're listening to this, I am happy for you to bring it up in like the comments on Insta or send us a message or reviews in iTunes. I am happy to do the Apple like time challenge when it gets brought up again.
Well, so we need someone in the future to tell you to do it.
This is speaking to future person.
That's cool, actually.
What do you want them to do? I didn't understand.
Remind us that he should now do the Apple.
So they might stumble upon the Adam and Simon show because we've got the best marketing crew going, which is basically all the listeners with outrageous ways.
Yeah. Like someone put us up on Bumble. Someone's bio was listening to the Adam and Simon show on Bumble. That's brilliant.
Awesome. So when someone's listening, and you know people go back and listen?
Yeah.
When they listen to this and it's like June or July.
So it needs to be, we're giving it 3 months from today. Mm-hmm. It needs to be after 3 months from today. So I'm looking at Apple records. The most apples snapped in 1 minute is 44. That's tough. I've seen you try and snap an apple.
No, you saw me snap an apple.
Yeah, how long did it take?
3 weeks.
Yeah. Stomach's set 44 in a minute.
Guess what, guys?
The last mouthful.
One lasagna down.
All right, you duck out and grab that second one. Also, another YouTube that came up. So when I typed in most apples eaten in one sitting, YouTube comes up and it says, kid SH1T's himself attempting to set world record of most apples eaten in one sitting.
That's amateur hour, bro. Amateur hour.
You need to go get that.
I've got to go get this. All
right. I want to talk to this about when he's not here.
Yeah.
I don't want him to hear this. How many do you reckon he could eat lasagnas after watching lasagnas? That?
Oh, mate. I reckon he would be able to eat 15 of those.
No, hang on.
20.
I was thinking like he could do 5.
Oh, mate, 5. That one didn't even touch the side. He's a kilo of apples deep.
You know, that was honestly like 4 spoonfuls. We should be asking.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah.
Sit back now.
All right. Well, have a seat, my friend.
It's just too hot. I can't eat this straight away.
All right. Okay, we'll just blow it up and then cut it up. So this the. Oh, good. So you need to take the lid off.
Yep.
I think we're all in agreement that you're going to eat that lasagna. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're all in agreement that lasagnas disappear quite quickly.
Before you do, I want you to tell me how many you reckon you could eat.
How many apples?
How many lasagnas?
No, how many lasagnas?
Right now.
Easily 4.
Easily 4, mate. I had you down for 15.
That's absurd.
After seeing you.
No, 15's too much.
So many lasagnas.
So 4 is a kilo and a half. You could easily do a kilo and a half. I said 5.
Yeah, I could easily do 4. I just did 4 because it's a nice, like, I'm thinking like a family tray. I used to do that when I was living by myself.
Oh, so sad.
I would buy.
That's so sad.
A family lasagna from Coles and then eat it in one sitting. It's that, like 2 kilos.
That's a lot of lasagna.
Yeah, it was so good.
Garfield over here.
Oh, I hate Mondays. But, yeah, easily 4. 5, I think I could do 5. That's, like, 5 yeah, would be enjoyable, but...
Rewind 40 minutes when you thought you were going to throw up on apple number 6.
Do lasagnas make you hungry?
Look how far we've come.
I'm actually still pretty hungry. Like, I might go out for a bit of food later.
What if you had to go back to an apple? Keep eating. Don't stop.
Oh, no, I couldn't go back to an apple. Like, no, I've been... It's not the hunger. I'm defeated by the taste and the feeling.
I've found another thing on Quora. You know how you can, like, it's just random questions on the internet. Is eating 3 apples in one sitting too much? Someone asked.
Yeah, if you're a peasant, maybe.
The correct answer says the expression too much when applied to any food is by definition bad for you. Otherwise, it is not too much. Too much of anything is harmful. Even too much water can be toxic. So pretty much they're saying too much is, it's up to the person.
What about
That's what Dr. Nick said. Dr. Nick said when we asked, do apples make you hungry? He said, well, you know, the proof is in the eating. You know, if you've finished 7 apples and they make you hungry, the answer is yes. So I think we can confirm.
On a really small level.
Apples make you hungry.
To be fair, he hasn't finished that lasagna.
Mate, did you see how quickly that last one disappeared? I almost think we could end the show now. I know we're not going to because we really need to see if he can make the end of it. But the fact
so very hot.
The fact that he has got to the end of this second lasagna after eating 7 apples off the core in under an hour is outrageous. I thought you getting the water test was right, like picking the pump water. Oh. I thought that was the height of your powers. I thought that was going to be your Everest.
2020 has been a good year, boys.
He's had a good month.
2020 has been...
How annoying is it? It is.
All right, this is very hot. What we might do, we'll do some chimes and then let this cool down and then we'll come back for the glory that is my... What do I get, actually, for this?
Pride is all you get.
That's enough for me.
Also, the thing while that is cooling down as well, someone did inbox our Instagram page at Adam Simon Show that their boyfriend did the water challenge too. So this is my it's from Claire. This is my boyfriend after competing the water challenge today. I can safely say that it was much harder than I thought it would be after listening to you guys do it on the show. That's why Simon's a pro. He makes it look easy.
Mate, people watch AFL and they go, geez, that looks pretty easy, doesn't it?
Then Claire said, turns out most water just tastes like water. However,
hot take from Claire.
I can safely say that we both managed to identify 1 out of 4 waters.
One?
That being the foot juice trash bin liquid that is pumped water.
Foot juice. Yes.
So there you go.
Mate. All right. Do the chimes and then we'll come back and...
For the final bites of the lasagna. We'll
praise me. We're back. and I've got one bite to go.
The mountain I didn't think, or the mountain that Sho and I didn't think you could climb, but that the listeners did think you could climb. The listeners were your oxygen tank.
I feel like Neil Armstrong, how he would have felt going to the moon, because so, I've got to think of an inspirational line when I finish this.
There is one bite left of the lasagna, the second lasagna.
Lasagna number two.
After eating seven apples.
That's incredible.
He has done it.
He's done it.
Mm. He's licking the bowl. He's licking the bowl, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have any final words?
That's a victory lap.
Not everyone can dream, but those who can dream, they can do. That's pretty good, huh?
Everyone can dream, though.
Yeah, I know. Everyone can dream. So, everyone can have dreams. And everyone, you can complete your dreams. And if your dreams are just to make your two mates look foolish because they doubt you.
Hang on. Hey. We don't look foolish here. You just ate seven apples and two lasagnas on account of us.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like idiots?
What do you reckon we can make him do next? All right. I think deservedly your reward, apart from the pride, I think Sho should just hit off some applause for you. Then I think this is it. You can bask in the glory. We'll give you a nice 8 seconds worth of applause, and then you can do whatever you like, and then when you're done, you're done.
Thank you. I'd just like to thank the apple growers of Australia and all of the nonnas for making their lasagnas. And I want this to go down as scientific proof that apples make me hungry. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for the support, everyone.
Thank you.